Ron Stone had been watching the exchange intently, and now he spoke.
"Actually," he said, "this entire discussion is beside the point."
He opened his briefcase and took out a thick cluster of papers.
"This is not just a moral or logistical issue. It's the law. This is a petition signed by these parents and by 500 others. It's appended to a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of these families to allow the acceptance of their children into Pittsburgh's public schools."
"This is the civil rights law,"
the gray-haired man said, looking up from the document.
"You can't use that. That's not the letter or the spirit of this law."
"You look those documents over," Ron Stone said, shutting his briefcase. "We'll be in touch."
Outside, on the old stone steps, they burst into talk. Ron was pleased, cautiously optimistic, but the others were ebullient, hugging Caroline to thank her for her speech. She smiled, hugging them back, feeling both drained and moved by a deep affection for these people. Sandra, of course, who still came over every week for coffee. Colleen, who with her daughter had gathered the names on the petition. Carl, a tall, sprightly man whose only son had died young from heart complications related to Downs and who had given them office space in his carpet warehouse for their work. She'd known none of them 4 years ago except Sandra. Yet they were bound to her now by many late nights, many struggles and small triumphs, and so much hope. Agitated still from her speech, she drove back to the preschool. Phoebe jumped up from the circle group and ran to Caroline, hugging her knees. She smelled of milk and chocolate, and there was a streak of dirt across her dress. Her hair was a soft cloud beneath Caroline's hand. Caroline told Doro briefly what had happened, the ugly words, flood, drag, still running through her mind. Doro, late for work, touched her arm.
"We'll talk more tonight."
The drive home was beautiful, leaves on the trees and lilacs blooming like drifts of foam and fire against the hills. It had rained the night before. The sky was a clear, bright blue. Caroline parked in the alley, disappointed to see that Al hadn't yet arrived. Together, she and Phoebe walked beneath the flickering shade of the sycamores, through the piercing hum of bees. Caroline sat on the porch steps and turned on the radio. Phoebe started spinning on the soft grass, her arms held out and her head flung back, face to the sun. Caroline watched her, still trying to shed the tension and acrimony of the morning. There was reason to hope, but after all these years of struggling to change the world's perceptions, Caroline made herself stay cautious. Phoebe ran over and cupped her hands around Caroline's ear, whispering a secret. Caroline couldn't catch the words, just the breathless, excited rush of air, and then Phoebe ran off into the sunshine again, twirling in her pale pink dress.